I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon declares an intense curfew as COVID-19 cases spike. How did things get this bad? Plus later, we'll hear how one program reached Slavic children with the love of Jesus this Christmas. We'll get the details to you in just a few moments. But first, hospitals in Lebanon have reached capacity as COVID-19 cases surge. The government's declared a state of emergency and imposed a 24-hour curfew from January 14th through the 25th. The military will enforce that lockdown. Nuna of Triumph and Mercy Lebanon currently has COVID-19, along with many others on her staff.
They opened the markets for Christmas. They opened gatherings of families for Christmas. And then even for New Year, everything was open. And even till the 6th of January, actually, because this is the second, the Armenian and the Orthodox Christmas. So we waited all this time, and people were just mingling together.
Now, the small country is reporting thousands of new cases every day.
People are standing at the door of hospitals, literally, waiting to see if they would be allowed in.
So for now, the doors of the ministry are closed, and all Triumph at Mercy can do is send encouraging gospel truths over WhatsApp and make a few food deliveries.
I heard of a persecuted Christian who has changed into Christian, who has converted into a Christian and is fleeing her family because they want to kill her and her daughters. So I went to get her food. Of course, I didn't get into her home. I just took the food pack and deposited it at her door.
Join us in praying that this pandemic will end soon. Turning now to the United States, it's been a tumultuous new year, to say the least. Last week's Capitol Hill riot resulted in 5 deaths and at least 70 arrests. Now, authorities in state capitals are preparing for possible violence next week. An FBI memo warns of plans for armed protest around Inauguration Day. Larry Brown leads Ethnos 360, a member of the Alliance for the Unreached.
I've been wrapped around the political issues as well. I think we all have. We have different thoughts and convictions of how we feel like things need to go. However, it's a good reminder to me that our citizenship is in heaven.
So be aware of current events, Brown suggests, but also keep your focus on Christ.
There's a much, much higher calling that God has invited us to participate in, and let's focus our energies there.
Despite all the modern advances in our world today, 1 in 3 people have no access to the gospel or a church community. You can help change that on May 23rd, the International Day for the Unreached.
There's a lot of excellent organizations that are having very good ministry with the unreached. You can't look at God's word too long before you realize his passion is to reach and give opportunity to these people so that they also have access to the gospel.
And Slavic Gospel Association's ministry called Emmanuel's Child helps churches in countries like Ukraine reach children in their communities. Around Christmas, children receive a Bible, a Christmas gift, and a paper star with the name of a family who's committed to praying for them all year long. This Christmas, Emmanuel's Child reached more kids than ever before. SGA's Eric Mock says,
reports are flowing in of people that have had a horrible year under the pandemic, and they're so excited that these churches are reaching out to them. And they said these gifts are like a box of hope to them.
An exciting aspect of this program is how it continues to help children even after the Christmas season ends.
The Emmanuel's Child program is not a program in itself. It's equipping the church with resources to do what they always do. It's a discipleship program where they're not only reaching out to kids during the Christmas season, but they'll also reach out to them again during Easter outreach. And it also funds the provision of Sunday school materials to disciple the kids throughout the year. So that the impact that we're going to see is an impact that will occur over time.
You can be involved in the Emmanuel's Child outreach, even though Christmas is months away. One way is by praying for the children and families who were introduced to the gospel this past Christmas. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.